Hey there, listeners, you are tuning in to More Than a Whelan. It's episode 45, and somehow we are still alive. And I am so thrilled to have two superstars in the studio with me today. Their names are
Katie Bates,
Rosita Falco.
Oh, yeah.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome to More Than a Whelan, a podcast about creative writing written by me, but most importantly, inspired by you.
Yeah. Here we are at Castaway Studios. It is morning, which is unusual for me to be doing almost anything, actually. What about you, Katie? What about you, Rose?
I think we can agree with you 100% on that. I shouldn't be awake.
We're arty types. No, we do things in the morning when we're working, but when we're not working, we're sleeping normally.
Right? Snoozing, relaxing, reading a nice book in bed.
I guess what I'm saying is it's unusual to do creative things.
I guess.
I'm just trying to justify the fact that I'm a little bit dopey and sleepy.
Because we wake up when the sun goes down, don't we?
Yes.
That's when we all get inspired.
Yes, we do.
I feel like I actually wake up and I'm just like, oh, great. No more glare in my eyes. I can see.
Now, we should let our listeners know exactly who you are, actually. So you're both amazing singer-songwriters. I've been wanting to get you in the studio all year. And finally, just in the thin edge of the wedge of the 2019, you're here. And it's amazing. You're both very talented singer-songwriters doing your thing all over Melbourne. And sometimes you perform together.
Oh, absolutely.
Well.
Yeah. That's the best part about being in Melbourne. We've got so many amazing singer-songwriters here. We've got a beautiful community and Katie and I regularly perform on the stage together. It's been a while, but we're due for a catch-up on the stage.
We are. Last time was Major Toms.
Major Toms, yep.
And then the Union.
Music. We tend to guest, which we do. We always just hop up if we're at each other's gigs.
Major Toms is a lovely little venue in rural Victoria, isn't it?
It's beautiful. Yeah. Amazing burgers as well.
And it sounds great in there as well.
Yeah, yes. Brilliant.
They're very into what they do, whether it be music or burgers or just living life.
Mm-hmm. And a wonderful selection of beverages.
I wonder if they wake up really early in the morning.
People in the country do tend to do that.
It's so cold there in the morning.
It's very chilly. It's beautiful.
I love it. In bed.
Yeah.
But that crisp morning air, filling those lungs, we should be doing that more as singers.
This is going to sound like an ad. It's not an ad. Have you been to the gin distillery in Animas?
No. Oh, and why haven't we?
It is amazing. They do it all on site. Insanely good gin.
Where is it?
In Kyneton.
Oh.
Somewhere on
the street. We really missed out.
I've been to Trentham Falls. I lived around Kyneton for like a few years.
Really?
I was in Dalesford, yes. And I didn't. This is making me sad. I have to fix this.
Let's all go there after
now.
The show.
I think we'll be in need of a gin.
Have a spa weekend. Have some gin.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I will say this because I do have a double life of working a lot during December for the festive season. And at the end of the festive season, I usually go to have a spa weekend in Dalesford.
Is that right?
Yeah. I treat myself.
Treat yourself.
I treat myself, yeah.
And it's the way you're punctuating the end of the year.
Yes, and I wash the year off.
Oh, that's lovely.
And all the festivities. Mm. And I start the new year feeling fresh after one of those wonderful, like, honey scrubs.
Right.
And a massage.
Is it at Hepburn Springs?
Yeah, now I feel like we are advertising something. Maybe I should talk to them. We'll see what we can do if you will. But, yes, I encourage it. I do believe that as artists we all should look after ourselves in that way occasionally.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I am treating myself next week.
No.
Yes,
I am. Are we invited?
I'm doing a wedding in, sure, why not? I'm doing a wedding in Lawn. Well, actually, it's at King Parrot Cottages, which is just above Lawn. So that's on the Friday. Yesterday I decided I'm going to come in a day early, and I booked myself this swooshy, is that a word?
Why not?
It's swanky.
Yeah. Swish.
It's juji. I think that's the word I was looking for, which isn't even a word, but that's fine.
I feel like it is a word.
It's a very nice Airbnb.
Oh, lovely.
And just going to treat myself.
That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
I think we have to remember to do that because we're allowed to.
Oh, it's necessary. Mental health.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Mental health. Just looking after this because as artists, whether you're a writer or singer-songwriters, any form of art, our body is kind of our instrument. Mm. And that's what I was told when I was training in dance and theatre. We were always told that is your instrument, look after it.
Yes.
So I'm a looking after it.
It's a great excuse to treat yourself.
Is your body a temple?
Well, yes.
Mine's.
One would hope.
More like a cracked end.
You know what? Being influenced by all these Melburnian singer-songwriters, I honestly feel like I'm leaning towards your version of temple. They're bad influences.
I do try to look after myself mostly. I don't really, no.
Yes, you do. You're taking yourself to a zhuzhi Airbnb.
And I'll probably get really drunk.
That's okay.
It's amazing I'm not sick more often actually because I don't live a very healthy lifestyle, to be honest.
But do you feed your soul with wonderful music and words?
Yes,
I do. Then that's why you're not sick. Ah, there we go. Just trying to return it back.
You're good at this.
To the theme.
Now, speaking of the year coming to an end, let's do a little recap of your years. Katie, how was your 2019?
It was wonderful.
Yeah. Highlights, lowlights, middle lights.
Highlights. I did my first Tamworth Country Music Festival.
Oh, fantastic.
Which was beautiful. Rose was there. We really bonded.
That would have been an experience.
We did about 18 shows just in 9 days. it was crazy just like learning songs, running around. And
whoa. All in Tamworth?
Yeah, all in Tamworth. It was great.
That would have been intense. That's a little baptism of fire.
Yeah, and it's bloody hot. It's like 40 degrees there all the time. Yeah.
What month is the Tamworth?
January. Right. So it's almost, we're almost right. there again.
We are so close. It's terrifying me. I'm starting to perspire already.
Are you going again?
Yep. Right.
I won't be doing 18 shows this time.
No.
It's narrowed it down. Being to some selective. Good stuff. Yeah.
That's the key.
And then I started recording my debut album this year as well, just recently. Yes. Got some 5 songs done.
And you brought out a single, Polka Dot Dress.
Yes, that's the one.
It's just a banger of a song.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
It's a real kettle boiler. It's just like builds and builds and builds until it's whistling like a motherfucker.
That is the best description I think I've heard of it. It's a bit saucy, a bit sultry.
Yes.
I've got a music video coming out for that soon.
Oh, excellent.
Which is also a bit saucy and sultry.
Hello.
And, yeah, so that I guess they were my highlights, and I just did a bunch of shows, played with Rose a bunch.
That's always going to be anybody's highlight.
Well, yeah.
Me, I know. Yeah. Look, let's be honest.
And I think a recent highlight, as in last weekend, I went and saw Nick Cave at the Sydney Opera House.
Whoa.
And I think that was the best thing I did this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was he's doing lots of sort of different shows. What kind of show was that?
This one was the one with Warren Ellis, and they did their film music with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, and it was just mind-blowing.
That
really was.
Bananas with a big orchestra.
Mm. And I had the best seats. Like, it was like side of the stage, kind of up a bit higher and just looking down, and Nick was right there, and you're just like, ooh.
Whoa. I've never seen a show at the Sydney Opera House. How is that possible?
It's wonderful. Rose has actually performed at the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, I have. We had John Howard's waiter.
What?
That's my first thing I always say because it was such a random thing. The show I was doing was a children's show, a little show.
Do you want to say what it was?
No, I can't because then I'd be advertising. And it was a children's show and it involved puppetry and it was a delight. It really was a delight. And it involved a pig. Does that make sense now?
No, not ringing any bells over here, but that's fine.
That's good.
That's great.
I think every single parent listening to you right now is like, oh, my God.
Now, when you're talking about John Howard, are you talking about the politician or the
actor?
I'm
talking about the politician.
Okay.
And it was a weird thing.
Had his waiter?
How he introduced himself. And he was like, hello, these are the people that I've, you know, looked after here at the Sydney Opera House. And we're like, okay. It was a very odd experience performing there for a month. It was because we had to have a waiter apparently because the shows had to be so close because they had sound restrictions around there.
And I see, right.
We got hot meals.
Great.
Imagine that. Getting hot meals provided.
Never had one, sorry.
No. In between shows. But yes, done you, Katie Bates. Why did we have to bring that up? But it was a highlight of – definitely was a highlight performing at the beautiful theatres around Australia. And one of those was Sydney Opera House.
And you've been on the road with our good friend Ben Mastwick.
Oh, Ben Mastwick.
Big friend to more than a Whelan. He's kind of like alumni of this show. He's been on the show several times doing the live shows. I went to his house. He did some guitar for me in his kitchen stuff.
Yeah. Lovely. Isn't he a delight?
He's a good man. And you've just been on the road with Mr. Mastwick?
Yes. So most recently, one of the wonderful highlights of this year was touring with Ben Mastwick. We did a Victorian tour. We decided to focus right on into our home state, which we love and adore so much. And it was wonderful. We went to Mount Macedon. We went to Geelong, Pistol Pete's, Mount Macedon Railway Hotel. And then we nurtured the inner city with Luli Tavern and Merry Creek Tavern most recently, which was last week, and then a house concert in Warrandyte, and that was a pretty special way to top off the tour.
Amazing. Yeah. I was present for the Merry Creek Tavern show, who are also great friends to us.
Mm.
Beautiful show. Love that space.
Oh, it magical. Was a beautiful space. Mm. And just playing new songs because that's what we wanted to do, just like Katie, both Ben and I, we were writing and he's been recording and I'm next week hitting the studio recording some new tunes for 2020. And we thought, why don't we just show, you know, our local people our music and see what they think. And I think people liked it.
And how did the house concert go?
Delightful.
Mm.
Kim is wonderful. Anyone out there who's keen, I reckon, have a chat to me, have a chat to a few people around this little circuit and we would highly recommend it. It's wonderful, right. Beautiful setting. You're like in a valley in Warrandyte and it's on a wonderful deck that feels like a stage. And it was a lovely highlight. And to be singing songs that I've been writing all year and finally hitting the stage with them and seeing the response, it was a positive.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I just forgot what I was going to say. It was really important.
What was it?
Yeah. Warrandyte's lovely, isn't it?
It is so beautiful.
That's not what I was going to say.
It's beautiful. No, Warrandyte's beautiful. It was great to also, you know, tell a few stories. That's the wonderful thing when you're on tour. And I got to share a few tales about heading to Nashville and seeing Music City, which was pretty special. That was a highlight of 2019 as well. I've never been there, and now I can say I've been to Nashville.
Wow.
And what a city.
Yeah.
That's where you don't treat your body like a temple because they don't sleep.
Really?
And you've got to go see all the music and drink all the wonderful
drinks.
I've
been to Nashville either. I must have been next year.
I'm not convinced by that. I feel like you probably have been to Nashville.
I probably have. I just don't remember. Or I blocked it out.
Yeah. It's one of Ben's songs that just appears in a dream. You've gone there.
Yeah.
You've gone to Nashville.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
So that was your highlights. Was that
what else have I been doing? I think it was mainly a lot of the writing and of course the trip to the US was a really big thing. Heading over there and not only going to Nashville Music City doing co-writes and attending a songwriting retreat there. It was also wonderful to just nurture the soul with nature. We were just talking about beautiful nature that we have here in Victoria, but Yosemite National Park and Sequoia National Park talk about inspiration for writing.
Oh yeah.
Walking and hiking around those parks was, I was listening to Enya and I was listening to Pilgrimage and it was epic. Yeah.
Enya.
Yeah. I was like, what song can I put on right now that could just like channel?
Sail away.
Well, no, you got to listen to the Pilgrimage is like one of the best songs.
I don't doubt it.
It's just one of the most random songs. There you go. Everyone who inspires my Americana music,
okay.
Enya does.
Actually, I'm not sure. I probably would know it if I heard it. It's like Nashville. I probably know it and I don't even know I know it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. We all know Enya and we all know Nashville. I feel like we're talking about other things besides those two people. People, places, yeah. So that was, what else have I been doing? Of course, I played with Katie Bates on stage and loads of other musicians.
Yeah.
It's been a great year. And I attended my second Tamworth this year and I was on the main stage for Americana in the Park. And rumour has it I'm going to be on that stage again next year, which is going to be fun. Yes, it's going to be wonderful.
Wow.
And I've got a few other gigs for 2020 in Tamworth as well. But what I'm really excited about 2020, I know we're talking about 2019, is this Western Weekender.
Just about to say
Spotted
that.
Spotted Mallard. It's on. Can I mention it?
Yes, you can.
Because it's going to be epic. We're going to be a part of this brand new inner city festival called the Western Weekender. Do you want to share a bit, Katie?
Yeah, it's at the Spotted Mallard.
Wonderful
it goes
venue.
For,
I love that room.
Isn't it awesome?
3 days. Tickets.
3 days.
Yeah, three days.
It's a festival, Whelan.
Can you camp in there?
No, maybe. We'll suss that out.
The whole weekend's only $40.
Wow.
Or if you want to go to an individual show, it's $15. The first night I'll be playing.
Yeah, you'll be playing.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're playing the Saturday night.
I'm playing Saturday night.
But there's also a Saturday afternoon.
Is it? I want to say the third. Third, fourth, and fifth, or is it fourth, fifth, and sixth?
Third, fourth, and fifth.
January. Yeah.
Oh, so
and
soon.
And it's everyone that's going to Tamworth, all the alt country, Americana, Melburnian, Victorian, singer-songwriters, in those 3 days.
It's everyone you know, basically.
It's going to be epic. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, yeah. I'll probably be there.
Well, you should be there.
You will be there.
Yeah.
It's my birthday on New Year's Day.
Is it?
Yes.
Are we having a party?
Yes, we are.
Yeah? What are we doing?
Oh, I don't know if I should put this on yet. People don't know where I live. It's fine. Hey, we're having a party at my house. You can all come.
Can you just
all
confirm
the listeners of
the
More
Than
the Wheel and
for
can
me?
Come? And hang on. No, I remembered what I was going to say.
Okay. Throw it at me. Verbally throw it at me.
I want you to come. Let's go on a little journey.
Okay, let's
get into the time machine and we'll set the controls for your creative awakening.
Mm.
When did it happen?
This year?
No.
Or in life?
In life.
Mm. Oh, wow.
When did you first think, I want to be a music star or something like that?
Mm.
It's been that long for me that I actually don't remember that time.
Right.
It's just always been kind of, it was like the factory settings of
so
my
like
life.
You were that little adorable child who'd be singing at all the family functions and you were definitely that child as well.
Yes, I do recall being a fan of the theatrics as a child, and I must say that it was both my parents, their influence. I was listening to Slade. That was my dad's side. Mm. And then I was listening to Bob Dylan and Mamas and Papas on my mum's side. And then I will give credit to theatre and music theatre, which was, you know, is my past life and still my life now. And going to the theatre, I think the first musical I saw was West Side Story and Bernstein's score just – I was mesmerized. I think I was about 9 years old and I was all dressed up. And then I think my second show was Chicago. And then my mum would continue to take me to the theatres of Melbourne, which we're so blessed to have. And I would just go home and I'd go into a wonderland of imagination and be dancing around and making up songs and pretending I was Maria and being incredibly serious as a 10-year-old. So that's where my what did you call it again?
Creative awakening.
Creative awakening occurred.
Yes.
But it's not till I picked up a guitar when I was a youngster, like in year 7, and I started writing songs is when the songwriter was awoken.
Right.
And I was actually, may I share a story?
Oh, please. That's what we're here for.
I was speaking to someone last night and I was telling them that during high school, I was writing a lot of songs and I did go to a wonderful school that was very creative. And I thought, I really want to show my songs. Where could I do it? English class. You know, it's poetry, it's and then a bit of melody. So I asked my English teacher if I could sing a song. And she was like, oh, yes, of course, Rose. Everybody sit down on the ground and let's listen to Rose sing a song. And it became a theme. So people would be like, Rose, we're not in the mood to do English. Can you, like, sing a song?
Amazing.
And I did it many times. And I think the teacher sometimes wasn't in the mood to teach. And we'd be like, Rose, have you got a song? And it was a wonderful, safe place to display some drafted young Rose.
I would so subscribe originals. To that channel. Rose sings a song.
In English class. That is actually every pretty day. Cool. Should I come to this studio and do a podcast called every Rose day. Sings a Song?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was very fortunate to have that wonderful avenue to allow my, you know, creative juices.
Katie, can you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Oh. Like and kept playing or just wrote?
Fuck it, I'm going to write a song. I think I can write a song.
Well, I do remember I was very influenced by T-Rex and Mark Bolan. That's my mum's all-time favourite band. So
amazing.
That was pretty much the first music I ever heard. And Mark Bolan was really into, like, the fantasy sort of writing. Like, he'd always write about unicorns and wizards. Yeah, and so I tried to write a song like that. Didn't quite go how I planned it would. Don't remember it, but I do remember that.
Oh, like, I want to know this song.
Puff the Magic Wizard or something
I don't think
like
I could even – I don't even know if I have it still. But when I was about 3 years old, there's a video of me playing guitar. The strap is actually just around my neck.
Oh,
and I was
God.
Just kind of going like this and singing about farm animals. So maybe technically that can be my first song. But I had a kind of different upbringing to Rose. I wasn't so much with the theatre, but my mum – like my first concerts were like AC/DC and Foo Fighters. And so mum was just taking me to those kinds of things.
That's also a solid musical education.
Yeah.
How lucky are we?
Yeah. I feel pretty lucky to have parents that are so supportive and they've always been so supportive as just letting me pursue music as a career.
Mm.
Not saying you have to be a doctor or a lawyer that makes good money. It's like, be a musician.
Back in my day, the only way you became an artist was if you hated your parents.
Yeah, the rebel.
Things have changed.
Unfortunately, damn, we can't use that as our story.
No. My parents are way too supportive for me to be
rude. Yeah, mine too.
Fuck them.
I know, right?
Fuck them.
So frustrating. Yes, F them. Gosh.
We're on a podcast. It's okay.
All right, I've got an important question.
Yes, go.
Okay. What's one thing you know now? What's one thing in your artist's creative toolkit that you wish you knew when you started out?
Okay, here we go. I had to be told this. So going through rigorous training in classical and all of that, when I was writing my music and making the decision to go into the singer-songwriter world, I had to, and this is what my vocal coach told me, unlearn my technique. So that was a big eye-opener to be told to unlearn my technique. And I actually went and learnt to to unlearn my technique. How many times can I say that?
Did you go to unlearning school?
Yeah, and it's and I think that I did. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Thanks for laughing eventually.
Sorry. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Press the button, quick. Press the button for laughing.
Wow.
Wow. That's funny. No, but that's something that I was introduced to 2 years ago. And also another thing, because I'm very open about being a nerd of the words.
Yes.
Yeah. Can that be a thing?
Yes, that can definitely be a thing.
I feel like you're a nerd of the word.
I am a nerd of the
word. We regularly write into each other's stories about lyrics and stuff, and poems.
Right.
And I'm a big believer in you shouldn't just get inspired as a songwriter. You should make the effort to invest in putting time into writing, even if you're struggling. Who cares if it's a bad song about unicorns? Still waiting to hear that.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah, you should just go in and challenge yourself.
Yeah.
So I think that that was something that I learned early in, I think, in the days of uni and studying poetry. So you just got to do it. You just got to draft.
Yeah, because you can't get to the good stuff without going through the valley of shit writing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 And Katie, is there something
I sat there that whole time trying to think of a better answer.
There must be something.
And I haven't got a better answer.
Have you always been perfect?
Look at her. Can you look at her through the podcast?
No, I just think that, like, not really caring what other people think about your songs.
Totally.
And not really thinking about how
Cheers
people are going
to
receive them, but how you receive them.
Yes.
And I think that
perfect answer.
I think that it's important to like yourself and your songs and just be okay with that. If people don't receive it well, then that's their problem.
Absolutely. And I think also like one of those beautiful things is the song isn't finished until it has a listener.
Yeah.
And it's amazing when people come up to you and they have an interpretation of your song that you didn't even know existed.
Yeah, and that's
that
one of my favorite things
about it.
That's
such a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Especially with fresh songs that you've taken that leap of faith to go, okay, I'll sing this new song on stage, or like, you know, Katie releasing that amazing single this year. You just take that leap of faith and then you get all of this, you know, wonderful feedback, and that's actually inspirational to hear different interpretations, and this really meant a lot to me. And that's what we do as, in a way, as creatives, is we are doing it for the listeners.
And once
but in
you
turn,
put
we're
that,
beating
that,
ourselves.
That piece of art out into the world, how everyone else interprets it, that's out of your hands.
Oh,
which is incredible, because there could be a million different stories and reasons for a song.
Yeah, exactly.
So many people have come up to me saying, oh, the song seems to be about this. I'm like, actually, it's not, but that's really cool that that you can think that and interpret it that way.
And do you find that people just assume that everything you sing about is a true story?
Yeah, you do get that. And I regularly sometimes say, look, my life actually isn't that exciting. I do have to, you know, steal from various other people's lives or just made up imagination, channel, you know, 9-year-old Rose dancing around the room after
we're writers.
Listening to
songwriters are the biggest exaggerators.
Actually just make shit up. I know it's weird, but
Hey, that's a whole pool of knowledge, the imagination and fiction world. Why not use it?
Right.
You know?
But if people think that it is true, that's great, because that means it's got authenticity about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what we have to do. We have to sing with authenticity and truth. And if it's a truth for them, we've done our job.
I remember watching an interview with Kurt Cobain not long before he died, and he was talking about how a lot of people interpret his songs and how they kind of slam him, like, oh, what's this about? Is this about this or that? And he's like, no, but it can be about anything. Mm. Sometimes it's not even about anything, and it's not even true. Sometimes I just put words together and they sound good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of his lyrics were just written moments before recording. They're kind of nonsensical, but then we examine them and we interpret our own meanings around them, you know?
Yeah.
That's about all pieces of art really anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And going back to like what Kurt was saying, it is really like that. Like when what I normally do when I write a song is I'm just improvising, whether it's just vocally into my phone or just on the guitar. And sometimes things don't make sense. And there is a song on my EP that I don't know what I'm talking about. And I've had people going, wow, that is such a political song. And, oh, wow, like that is just really about the lost mind. I'm like, yeah.
But that's kind of great, because then in an interview when you're asked what it's about, you kind of
I can
from
borrow
those
from the listener.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can't, you know, reference them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, there's a lot of songs out there, and you can go right back to the 60s and 70s where they didn't know what they were singing about, but it spoke to many. And I think that that's the best thing when you combine lyric and melody together. It can just run free.
It's a form of transformative magic that has been throughout the ages, and it's just I can't even – fathom how magical it is, but it always has been and always will be.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said, Whelan.
Really?
You're so good with these words. Eventually. Gosh.
But just touching back on what you actually said about just improvising and just seeing where it goes, I feel like some of my favourite songs have been written like that.
Mm.
It's really handy. Just press record on your phone and just sing away and just like, oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even need to edit or draft. Yeah, it's just there. And we were speaking about that during the tour. Ben and I touched upon how sometimes you can write a song in 8 minutes because you just improvise and it came out and it was just plucked from the gods and given to you and you're like, thank you. And then sometimes you have to literally work at a song, work it. And one of the songs I was playing throughout the tour took me like a year to finish and it was a challenge. But, you know, the song kind of tells you how long it's going to take to finish. You sometimes don't have power. The song just becomes its own, like,
that's being. Interesting, and that's exactly the direction I want to take with this conversation, actually, is get into the nuts and bolts of your creative minds. Mm. We open up a doorway in your mind. We have a little walk inside. What do we see? Crime scene?
I think Katie sees unicorns.
Maybe when I was 7. It's funny you say about a crime scene. I was actually trying to write a murder ballad the other day just for something different. I know I'm not weird, guys. I'm not.
No, it's a wonderful genre. I love murder.
Well, as a genre.
It is actually a genre, let's be honest.
It is. Yeah. I was just trying to do something different. But
yeah, I'm obsessed
that's
with
not that. That's not my whole creative mind, though. Don't worry.
I would not worry if it was. Take me through this songwriting malarkey.
Well, for me, I will say that when I was finishing up my EP, Original Sun, that I released last year, I was what helped me finish it was poetry. And I think I've said this to you. I was deep in all the different poets from Robert Frost to William Blake to just writing minimalist, like very minimalist prose and poems. And it was helping me finish my songs. I don't know how, but it was. So I guess if you opened up my little head and went in 2017 and 18 when I was finishing that, it was words, 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 reading, reading, reading. I didn't listen to music. It didn't ignite that, dare I say the word, inspiration. It was getting into the words and getting into the history of how influential poetry can be, from World War I poetry to, like I said, William Blake and even D.H. Lawrence. I was getting into his. I don't know why, but and it also kind of for some reason relaxed me, because if you're in a studio for a long time and you're constantly editing songs and co-producing, you're just hearing the little snare all the time. Sometimes you just don't want to hear it when you go home, or you don't want to hear music. Well, that's me. I do like silence. So I would just pick up a book and just escape into the wonderful world of poetry.
You know what I'm saying? I'm walking into the doorway of Rose's mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a wood cabin in the woods, and just like bookcases all the way around. Like you're surrounded by books. There's a fire.
Oh,
it's like
gosh.
A dog at your feet.
Yeah, and a cat.
And a cat. Sure. It's my vision. Okay.
Sorry.
You may have a little cup of tea. Maybe there's a little dash of whiskey in there. Fire's crackling. Just reading books after book.
Yeah.
After book. Your guitar's on a little stand, just waiting for.
Me to pick it up.
Inspiration to fill
up
to the top of your head until, like, okay, boom.
Yeah.
And then you play a big power chord.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
First I do it on air guitar just to get the gesture out, and then I get to the guitar. Yeah. But you are right. And I'm a big fan, and I've always said this, knowledge is power. I think reading is so important. I think conversation is so important, and deep conversations and critical thinking. And I know that's an odd thing. Sometimes, you know, there's this perception of musicians and that we just talk shit. We don't. There's
some of them.
Katie and I have had, it's necessary sometimes.
Yeah.
But Katie and I have had some wonderful, fulfilling conversations about the world, about our lives, and sometimes just about specific artists. And I think it's so important to talk about that and keep keep that conversation alive, because that really does help you get the ball rolling. And
in so many ways, that's your life education. You've got to keep feeding the soul, feeding the mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I really want to go to that log cabin. It's something that I'm craving, and I won't lie. I've told myself in February I'm going to either go back overseas just for a week, and just read and not, you know,
get away from the noise.
Be in Melbourne.
The noise of Melbourne, the noise of social media, the noise of life in general. It's quite
switch
noisy
off the phone and just read.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be nice?
It'd be lovely.
Yeah.
Can't imagine it. Where's your happy place, Katie?
I'm a little different about the silence thing. I mean, recently I've kind of been a little more like that, but especially writing the EP, I've found myself listening to a lot of music and going to a lot of shows and surrounding myself with friends and other musicians, and I just felt so inspired by that.
Let's return to the EP for a second. So did you say it's all in the can?
In the can?
It all finished?
Oh, no. So the EP, I released an EP last year.
Oh, right.
And,
yes.
So those songs were written over a few years.
Oh, but you're recording new stuff.
But I'm recording an album, a full album now.
Ah, yes, that's what I was meaning. Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. Yes.
But the songs I've been writing for the new album have been kind of over the last year and a half, and I've gone to so many shows, like every single week, going to the Rooks on every Thursday night, you know, I just felt so inspired. Yeah. And especially like even going to see the orchestra with Nick Cave, like that was just mind-blowing. It was mostly instrumental, but you still feel inspired to write and just be better.
Yeah. Mm. And all these different influences that come in is a really good thing, I think, because then it sort of makes up this sort of patchwork quilt of influences. Like with writing, actually, with me, my writing, when I'm writing something, I'm working on something, if I read just the same author too much, then their influence can be a little bit too strong. So I like to read lots of different types of writing, so it's more spread out, the influence.
Yeah. Absolutely. My musical background and influences go just all over the shop. Like my favourite band is Nirvana, but you probably wouldn't, realise that
at first. I can see that.
You can see it now. Nirvana, PJ Harvey, Audioslave, Soundgarden, all that great stuff. But then there's like Tom Petty.
Mm.
And Neil Young and Bob Dylan and Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris. Like it's just all
– yeah.
It all kind of meshes into one for me. But it is really important to not just listen to the one artist or read the one book or author all the time.
Yeah.
I really must say that the wonderful thing about hearing Katie talk about music, because she really does light up when we talk about artists, and I would recommend if anyone out there needs a playlist made – Katie Bates can make you one. She made me one earlier this year, and I was introduced to some amazing artists on it, because I am guilty of being a bit of a habitual listener. You know, I put Don McLean on, or, you know, I've got my habits of like, what am I doing? I'm driving. What album am I going to listen to? Of course I'm going to listen to every single album of Lana Del Rey. So, But I must say that, who did you introduce me to?
And we had like some Gillian Welsh, Laurie McKenna. Laurie McKenna's amazing.
Yeah, you introduced me to Laurie McKenna. I've always been around Gillian Welsh. She's amazing. And
Robert Ellis was on there, I think.
I love Robert Ellis. Courtney Marie Andrews.
Yes.
And I'd heard her name. I'd been meaning. Yeah. She was on my list of listenings. And
I just listened to her recently. Amazing.
May Your Kindness Remain, I think, has been my song of the year, if we are going to go into that and introduce the what's your song of the year? I'm not hosting though, but that's such a good question. You should really ask that. But that Katie introduced me to Courtney Maria Andrews and that song, and it really impacted me. And I've carried it along this year, and it's been a wonderful, it's kind of a safe song occasionally when I'm just like, I think I need to listen to something that is just sweet, kind, and that song, I put it on and I'm filled with love. And I also think it's a wonderful song celebrating women. We have to remind ourselves sometimes, you know, that we're doing good. We're doing all right in this world that can be hard to live in.
The sisters are doing it for themselves. Yeah. And so they should.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. But I think that that's the best thing about the Melbourne community is, you know, if anyone needs a playlist, go to Katie. If anyone
I will tailor it to
I'll
you.
I'll have one of those, please. Yeah. Thank you.
I'll get on
if
it.
If anyone
right
needs, like, a book list or poetry list, come to Whelan or come to me and we can totally nerd out.
Go to Rose.
Yeah, come to me. I can totally give a request. I've written a couple of lists. In Nashville, I was writing lists nonstop.
I'm a big list writer.
Everyone's like, can you please give me some poetry suggestions? I'm like, can I? I've pre-made this list for you.
I actually gave you my list, my Nashville place. I've never been to Nashville, but I have like 5 pages of places and things that I want to do there, which I gave
it
to
you. It really helps.
Amazing.
Because I'm a bit of a, when I travel, and I did a lot of solo traveling when I was in America, besides Yosemite, walk that with an amazing friend. It's worth it. I just rock up in a city and I'm like, cool. Well, I'm going to turn left. But I was very grateful for a couple of people here in Melbourne who'd been there or who hadn't. And I was getting suggestions galore. And I actually had a notebook filled with like pages and pages of suggestions. And I would be like, flip, random, here we go. Yep, I'm going to go to that vintage store.
Otherwise, you
today.
Spend half the day trying to Google where you're going to go.
Exactly. So I was very grateful for the Melbourne community. Mm. A shout out to Patrick Wilson as well. He was giving me a lot of food suggestions.
Lovely, and I ate lovely man.
All the food. Oh, an amazing songwriter. We did recently co-write a song.
Did you?
Wowee.
Wowee.
That man can write.
Well, that
and can
segues
drum. And play drum. Guitar.
Play guitar. He can, and sing.
Just into the next subject, perfectly. What's coming up for you both?
What's coming up? Well,
I mean, we've already talked about the festival, which sounds amazing. Yeah.
We're also playing
Wild Weekender, World?
Western Weekender.
Western Weekender.
You can find all the details on Facebook.
We're both playing the Union.
Yeah, we're
as
doing
well.
A pre Tamworth show with James Ellis and who else is playing? Ben Masterwick is playing.
Is Ben Masterwick playing?
I think so.
We'll double check that. It should be coming up soon, and it's in
New
January.
Year's Eve.
No.
That's the 12th of January.
And it's a pre-Tamworth. They did it this year as well. So we've got that coming up. What else have we got coming up?
Just looking at the lineup.
We've got Tamworth, Western Weekender. Gosh, we're doing a lot together, Katie. We've got to coordinate our clothing so we don't clash, because that is so important.
It is so important.
But you know what? The best thing about playing with Ben is talking about what are we going to wear on stage, because it's really fun. That's actually really fun to put the cloak
on.
Looking a certain way as well is really important, because
it perks you up.
If you're going to see someone play and they're just kind of in a hoodie and trackies,
right,
are you going to really pay that much attention, even if they're really good?
No.
If you go walk into a pub and
okay, well,
dressed like
2020, I tell you what, I'm starting to get my wardrobe ready, which is so much fun. I put an order in for a couple of items of clothing. I cannot wait to share with you, listeners. But yes, 2020 is going to be super exciting, Whelan. I cannot wait.
You're getting your 2020 wardrobe together.
Yep.
What's it look like?
I can't,
just give us a window into the fashion of 2020. Just what's your predictions? What are people going to be wearing in the 20s?
I thought you were going to talk about the clothing that I have opted for.
I want your wider vision now.
I think that the inner north will become even more hip.
Really?
And probably get into, like, I don't know, maybe some flapper dresses. Who knows? They just keep on going backwards and backwards. Hopefully,
maybe it'll be the roaring 20s again.
Well, I'm hoping that the roaring 20s come back.
I just love that we're finally
going to have. Is that what your birthday theme is going to be? Because it should be.
Maybe. No, I haven't thought about that. Just
I want to wear a
70s
dress.
Funk.
70s funk flap dress.
70s funk flap dress. That's an interesting sentence. I just love that we've finally got a shorthand term for our decade again. The 20s.
I know.
What were we in now? Like
the noughties. No, the teens. I don't know. Yeah.
No one's been calling it anything.
Yeah.
It's like it hasn't had a name.
When I said roaring 20s, I actually wasn't even thinking about
really take off. You weren't even making that connection.
No, I wasn't. I was just making an observation.
The 20s are back.
Yeah, 20s are back.
But you know what? 2020 vision. 2020 vision.
What? Sorry?
2020 vision. This is epic. It's 2020.
Oh, yes.
So it's like clear. Clarity. Yeah. Clean slate.
It's an even number.
I feel like a lot of people have done that this year. We've done a lot of like shedding, and now it's all about 2020, new beginnings.
We'll have to finish up soon. I've got a prediction.
Like, go.
It's pretty heavy.
Write this down, folks.
All right. You heard it here first.
Mm-hmm.
Trump. This is off topic now.
Is it?
Trump's fashion. Is that what we're going to talk
that's
about?
That's it. Good night, guys.
Trump is getting impeached.
Oh, totally. Yeah. It's on the news.
Surely.
No, I mean, but it's successfully.
Yeah.
And he's going to go to jail. Oh. And then.
Then a musical will come out. And about it.
Trump, the musical.
And that's your job, to write it. Trump's the musical. No, and then everything's going to be okay.
I honestly feel like there's this light at the dark end of the tunnel, and 2019 definitely wasn't a dark tunnel. It was like, if it was, spooky, awesome tunnel, because I think we all had a wonderful
dimly
time.
Dimly lit,
intimate. A lot of solo songwriting time, but really looking forward to it. I'll be releasing some new songs and some new content as well. I just can't wait for 2020.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to be releasing your album.
I will. Hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
hopefully.
Exciting.
Or 2021. There's no rush.
That's exciting.
I think 2020, I'm all about the even numbers. I feel like.
Me too.
When it's an even. Like, I'm that person that when you're watching TV or listening to music, I have to have the volume on an even number.
Oh, really?
So I'm all about it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm a little bit like that, guys.
Wow.
Or all right. Five.
Even number.
Anyway.
Wow.
<What is that?
laughs> And the wonderful thing about being an artist is you can constantly reinvent yourself and.
Yeah.
Or evolve and
no
or go
limits.
Deeper into your craft. And I feel like, you know, I hope I can speak for both of us, Katie. We've both done that with our songwriting and with what we're going to be bringing to the listeners and to anyone who comes to a live gig, which you should because live original music is amazing.
Great.
It's just growing our craft and, you know, all the wonderful things that are flowing out of us. It's going to be great.
Would you like to know what's happening in the world of Whelan?
Oh, my God, wow. Can you please share? Oh, whoopsies. Did I just speak
just
over wow?
Just my theme song.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow.
What? Can I ask, what were you saying wow to?
No, wow, world of Whelan.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Okay.
Is that you saying wow or is it Owen Wilson?
It's Owen Wilson. You picked it.
Okay.
Wow.
Is it? Oh, my God, but
I
it sounds like
I think that deserves another wow.
That's Owen Wilson.
Wow.
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
I thought it was you.
I thought it was me. Too.
Reacting to something. You thought it was you while you're in Nashville. Yeah? And listening to Enya.
Yeah.
That place
right.
that exists I, that we've
yes.
all been to.
That's the place in my mind.
Bringing it back to the
you
beginning.
You walk into Enya's sitting on the couch smoking a bong or something and Nashville's outside the window and something else. And I'm saying, wow, over and over again. Played chess with Owen Wilson.
Only when you press the button.
Yeah.
It's like you can't say it without pressing the button next to Enya, which is like bright red, glowing. Where are we going?
That was
what are
quite
you doing?
Nothing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes. Perfect. Look, it's January. I don't know that much.
Well, it's your birthday month. You can't do anything.
Maybe,
you'll be extremely hungover for
maybe
a month.
You should come to Tamworth with us.
Why don't you come to Tamworth, Whelan?
I've never been to Tamworth.
You should.
This is the perfect year to go.
Everyone
is going.
Probably doing a wedding that weekend.
In Tamworth.
It does go for 10 days.
Okay. Great.
So that weekend's pretty long, I guess.
That'd be a pretty intense wedding
going,
if it went for 10 days.
Imagine Whelan in shorts. I've never seen you in shorts.
You never will.
There's a lot of cowboys in booty shorts with cowboy boots on.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, all those footy shorts. That's a regular thing that you see.
Whoa,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Toyota straw hats.
Oh, yeah, because they're free. And free stuff we should wear.
Free.
Yeah.
Oh,
or you shouldn't
right.
because that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. They're branded hats.
It's kind of like your hat except much bigger and it says Toyota around the brim of it.
Yeah, I'm not wearing that.
No, it's pretty.
No.
Unless you're jumping in the air, then
wear,
you should totally wear it.
It's very
wear
interesting
one,
fashion
it had
choice.
Lush on it and they gave me free stuff.
Free stuff is good. Do we get any free stuff with this show?
You get free. Yes, you do.
What?
You get some branded merchandise.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
From Lux Country.
Oh.
How good is Lux Country?
Lux, Lux Country.
Shout
amazing.
Out to Lux Country.
Yeah, shout out.
For all your
I should put my order in.
Needs.
Me too. Mm. They got a rhinestone my black velvet jumpsuit.
Stop it.
Mm.
You have an amazing shirt. It's like silver Rosita Falco. I saw
it. Gold?
Gold. It's gold, but it does shimmer like silver.
Yes.
And, yeah, I sold my last two on the weekend. But I think I should be getting more.
I please.
Do you want one?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put it on order in for you.
I need one.
Yeah, I might be sure. I might be evolving it, just like we were saying, for 2020.
Great.
But yes, Lux Country.
So shout out to Lux Country. Ooh. Yes, they'll be given. You'll get some merch, courtesy of Lux Country.
Thank you so much.
So and yeah, because this is like a Christmas special, so I do really need to give a big shout out to Lux Country for supporting the show over the year.
Yeah, they've been amazing.
Yes, I am working on a new album myself. Thanks for asking. With
I asked with my eyes.
With Justin Bernasconi.
Who?
Justin Bernasconi.
Oh, isn't he brilliant?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crystal Veins, we're called.
What are you doing? Are you talking over his guitar playing?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, this is brilliant.
That's yes. amazing.
That's what's happening.
When's it coming out?
I don't know.
2020? Because we're talking about 2020. 2020. Or 2021. Who knows?
I reckon it'll be dropping like it's hot, you know, like March.
This is so exciting.
That's soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a thing. I think a lot of things are going to come out in March.
I'm saying this out
March,
loud now,
hint.
So I have to do it.
Yeah. I should say that as well. I'm aiming for my single to come out in March as well.
Right.
So let's – why don't we do a pinky promise?
I haven't even discussed this with Justin. Justin will be listening. He's going, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, he's
I haven't even recorded it yet.
Didn't even know we're doing it. Who is Wheeler?
We have laid down some tracks, actually, as they say in the biz.
I'm just so excited. I'm going to wear my wow merch to the live premiere of this album.
Great. Great. Mm-hmm. You're both invited.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Is there going to be a red carpet?
Yes. I walked the red carpet twice recently and I really loved it and I'm becoming addicted to it.
So now you have it everywhere.
Where did you walk the red carpet?
One was at the Melbourne Spoken Word Prize.
How was
which
that?
Which I competed in. It was amazing. Oh. I didn't win, but it was amazing.
But you competed, and it's all about that.
Yes, I did. It was at Collingwood Town Hall. And I did something recently for a group I'm part of called the Celebrant A-Listers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's like a wedding industry biz thing, and I did a red carpet interview for that. That was fun. Yeah, it's great.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of red carpets where I work, but I don't normally walk them. I'm usually on the side. Right. I'm saying one day I will be
stuff.
Like Whelan and I will walk that red carpet.
Careful what you wish for.
I hate when you
heavy,
go to those
heavy
like.
Heavy lies the crown.
Yeah. I hate when you go to events and suddenly there's a blue carpet and you're like, no. No.
Who's doing that?
People. It's like, let's be a little bit different. I don't want to walk a blue carpet.
Mm-mm.
I want to walk a red carpet into 2020. Boom.
That's what we're doing. And that's a great way to end the show.
We're all
going to. You're amazing. You're amazing. You're both amazing. We're all going to.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
Walk the red carpet into 2020 like we're just hot shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is our theme hot stuff?
Hot stuff.
Looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening.
I don't want this show to end.
Me either.
We may even do a little bit more. On the side.
Let's do it.
Right. But we should wrap it up anyway. And thank you for coming onto my show.
Thank you for having us.
So great.
Thank you so much for having us. This has been wonderful. What a way to head into 2020.
Listeners,
walking the red carpet.
Walking the red carpet.
Yeah. Listeners, now the show's ending. Write down these names. Katie Bates, Rosita Falco. Get onto the streaming things. Go buy their merch. Go to the shows. You will not be disappointed. And keep an eye out for them in 2020.
Thanks so much, Wheeling, for having us.
Thank you. And big shout out to my man, without whom I would be nothing, Mr. Derek Myers, my producer, head honcho of Castaway Studios. Let's give him a round of applause.
He's the true star.
Big goals for Castaway Studios. And if you want to be a podcast superstar like me, go see my man, Derek Myers. And thank you, everyone that's listening, because you're fucking awesome. And it's a humble blessing and pleasure that I get to have doing this show. So thank you. All right. Whelan, out.
Much fun.
That awesome podcast was recorded at Castaway Studios in Collingwood. Here, we provide affordable, accessible, professional podcasting production facilities to the full range of podcasters, all the way from basic studio hire right through to full season production packages. You can get us on castawaycollingwood@gmail.com or just look up Castaway Studios on all the social medias.